Anche. Cos'è? Nobody came in the house. I saw no one out that window. It's not Els. Is that you? Els, is that you there? No, it wouldn't be.
Hello?
Go away.
Mrs. White, is that you?
Who are you?
Can I come in?
It's not Christmas, is it?
What a place. So small and crowded.
You're from downstairs?
It's dark up here. Sort of attic.
I know you're from downstairs. If you wasn't, I'd have seen you in the street.
I live here.
You live downstairs. I know that. I'd have seen you.
You're the sitting tenant. And that means it's all right for you to live in our house.
No, you can't come in.
Well, I have come in. It's a surprise. Hey, how do you live in this mess?
Well, no one's at home here.
Well, you must be.
You're telling me, are you?
You're Mrs. White, and I'm Sarah from downstairs.
Oh, I told you so. Don't care. Won't you be expecting any creature comforts here?
I don't.
You don't. Oh, that's nice. You cannot, so I'm still alive up here, seeing as it's a death hole.
Cool. That's funny. Father says that the cellar's a death hole. He thinks this house would have fallen down if he hadn't bought it.
Nonsense.
But this isn't a hole. An attic can't be a hole. Hey, what a funny window. Bet you can see for miles.
It's bloody horrible, wouldn't you say, eh? And it stinks. Don't say you don't notice. I don't notice. Not anymore. I used to keep a clean house, I'll tell you that. There was a time this house was the best in the road.
His father likes his house too, and he's a teacher.
I know this house. I used to live on the parlour floor when my husband was alive. Used to have the say-so, what went on in this house. Not now. I was moved up here when he died, my husband that was, not needing the space, see? I couldn't have managed on my own, but I have up here. I have.
Yes, well, you could make something of this room, Mrs. White. You should talk to Father about it. He's got lots of ideas.
Oh, you're from downstairs, then. I know the house has been bought.
I dared myself to come and see you.
I won't see him. I told him before. He'll want me out of here. I have to drag my feet out first, I shouldn't wonder. And quite right, too. Why aren't I gone now, do you know? My husband now, he didn't stop, not for air raids, anything they could throw, he didn't mind. But he took one look at the piece and he was off. Where's the point in it? Eh, what's your name?
Sarah. Shall I make some tea?
No. You remind me of someone. Do you know my friend Els?
Heard of her.
Oh, what do I want with a slip of a girl? Don't you have a home to go to?
I'll make that tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does your sink? Ew, it's rusty. I've never seen a rusty sink.
I let her in for that. I must be daft. After all these years, daft. Mind going. 70 years making tea. You've got a nerve coming in here, prowling about when you think I'm not looking. I'm not blind. Well, what are you looking for?
Where are the cups? Oh, got them.
Well, I should be in a home falling for a trick like that.
But this is your home.
That's what you want, eh? Yes, of course it is. You want to get rid of me.
Don't say that.
I do. I do, and you don't need me to say it. No, you get out. Don't be greedy. You can wait till I'm dead and gone. I've got things to do.
What things, Mrs. White? Everyone says that they're busy. It's not fair. And it's not true. But I want to talk to you. What do you want, Mrs. White?
None of your business. I don't need no help from an interfering hussy.
We all need help. Well, at least that's what people say. There's some, though, it's hard to believe that they need any help. Like you can't imagine they have sex.
Ooh, if your mother could hear you.
What's it like to be a mother?
I wouldn't know.
I suppose it's all part of having adult responsibility. Like being able to mark your own test so that you get more than the others. Being right by definition. My mother said that, and then she laughed. Is that funny? I didn't understand, so she might be right.
I don't understand you. All I know is you're funny in the head, and you're not supposed to be here. Oh, my leg.
I've got you.
Get away.
I won't hurt you.
Slip of a girl threatening an old woman. You should be ashamed.
Here, let me help you.
Why do you think I want you around holding on to me every time I stretch my legs?
No, but now that I'm here,
I'll manage
I can...
fine when you're gone. Don't you fear. I'm too old to be looked after. I won't get into bad practices.
Can I sit at your feet? There's nowhere else. Mrs. White, are you comfortable?
Of course not. Got my back up, you know.
Shall I close the window?
It's stuck open.
Oh, let me try.
It'll take more than that.
You can hardly see up.
There. Mm-hmm. Now you've done it.
Mrs. White, aren't you pleased? I want you to be pleased.
You don't get no compass here. I told you that when you came.
Yes, but the window's mended.
Who asked you?
You said it was cold.
Well, I'm used to it.
Well, I'll ask Father about that.
Do you have influence with him, then?
He is kind, you know. He tries to be. He wouldn't mind me talking to you. He'd think you were funny. He always finds people funny.
So he moved in here. There's a lot of funny people moved in here the last few years.
I'd like to do something that would really please him. Something important, but don't know how. I only see him at home.
He'd like this room if you could get it for him. I've lived here since the time I knew no better. I came to like it. That's natural. I don't care. I don't know.
Don't say that. It make me feel funny.
Why are you here? What do you want me out?
Well, I don't. I don't understand. Mrs. White, I don't know what you do want. This is... terrible place to live. It's like a hospital ward that's been deserted after world disaster. It's all overgrown, but you can see what it must have been. Very practical in the old days.
What an imagination you have.
Yes, I think too much. I've been told that.
You believe what you're told?
No. But it's cold.
I don't notice it.
Well, you're shaking.
That's my bones. My flesh feels nothing.
Well, that's dangerous. It's dangerous if you don't know when it's hurting.
Well, if it don't hurt, it's not my problem. Are you going to make that tea?
Yes, Mom.
What's that? I'm not a mum. I don't know what's gone wrong. I make up my mind that the world goes this way about and it don't happen the way I want it. I make up my mind, but it seems... I have no say anymore. What goes into it?
What did you say?
She's daft, too. All her high and mighty ways. She's no better than she should be, you can see. Don't know no better than you does. The slut.
The tea looks brown. What's tea made of, really?
Give it me. Are you drinking?
Oh. Yes, thank you.
She's down, that one, always trying to thank me. Here, you sit here where I can see you.
I'll sit at your feet.
What's it like downstairs now?
Oh, it's getting very posh.
Here, don't you believe it?
Oh, it's fashionable now, living here.
Oh, I know the neighbourhood. Too many new faces. You can't keep up standards if you don't know enough to keep a watch on them.
Well, you never go out, so you don't know.
Don't I? Downtrodden old witch, that's what you think.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I suppose I do.
That's it, be honest.
My father's a teacher, and he talks a lot about truth. He likes to get things straight. Anyway, he always gets his own way.
What's he want with an old house like this?
Oh, I don't know. He's terribly modern, he thinks, and it's modern to like old houses. It was very expensive.
You won't get me out. I've got tenants' rights. I know all about that.
I know. They were talking about it. You're a sitting tenant. Sitting pretty, my mother said.
You're the pretty one.
You're a guarantee of authenticity, my father says. He says you're how it was in the old days.
Well, I kept a clean house.
Actually, we didn't have to pay for you. Vacant possession on 2 floors only. We could afford that.
There were others that made offers to move me to some place else where it was all neat and tidy, but I wouldn't do it. Oh, you've got to have the past to dream. Otherwise, it's silence.
Did you have any children?
Oh, no, not me. My husband and me, we didn't get on that way, you know. He was a good man, but I could never stomach it. I don't know what they've told you. Everything is like us, not these days. But giving in to a man isn't much of a game. You be careful. You don't fool yourself, lose your pretty figure.
Yes, I'll be careful.
Mm, maybe you will. How old are you, child?
Old enough.
Oh, I thought you was younger. It's that pill thing makes all the difference, I'll be sure. Seems strange taking a pill for that. Have you got a mother?
She's downstairs.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
We don't talk.
You must love your mother. She loves you.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. That's the truth. I'm like you're going to be. I'm a wise old woman. I've seen the world.
Out of your window.
What a rude child. You wouldn't talk to your father like that.
I would. You're stupid, trying to make friends with me.
Why did you come up here? To torment me. You're wicked.
I wanted to see you, to find out what you're like. I mean, I thought it must be awful to be you. But you don't want me here, do you? You don't want anything. You're happy here in this mess. I mean, look at it. It's impossible.
You little bastard. Close the door quiet when you go.
Look at me. I want to help.
Who wants help?
Please.
I've got a bit of a turn.
Well, what can I do?
I can manage.
Help.
Get away.
Mrs. White. You're lovely. It's just that it's so difficult. We shouldn't be fighting. We've got nothing to fight about. I've never known anyone like you.
You don't want to bother me, mate.
No, but that's exactly what I want. You're all forgotten. You're like something you pick up and you don't know where it's been.
Looking after people's a disease. I don't believe in it.
You have to.
When I was a child, I had to clean up after my uncle. He used to spit, if you'll excuse me. Not his fault. It was his sickness. My mother couldn't stand that, not in the house. So I had to go round after him with a piece of cloth.
You have to change lives, not tidy up after them.
Don't look at me so close. I'm not pretty.
I have to be careful, or people could be a bad influence. You must have hated your mother.
I loved her. We was real close. I did what I was told.
Did you talk to her?
Oh, she told me a few things and no mistake. Used to send me to church so I'd have it easier when the time comes. She said if God don't help you, you might as well forget about living.
My mother talks about prices and incomes and that sort of thing.
Makes no sense to me.
No, of course not. Mrs. White, are you honest?
Nothing to cheat about.
Nor me. There are people I know, though, who wouldn't open their mouths if they had to tell the truth.
What's your name, girl?
Sarah.
Sarah, that's nice. Jewish, is it?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it could be, but I'm not.
I heard about those cattle trucks, like animals to the slaughterhouse.
I know all about that.
They took the gold from their teeth, did you know that? And they say the Jews are money-grubbing.
I'm not a Jew, I told you. Sarah is a very fashionable name.
You're so young.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? Look at you. You're sick. You're shaking.
All right. Tell me what it's like to be you.
Like you. 5 times over. Over and over again.
Mrs. White.
You call me Alice. Does your mother know you're here?
No, she thinks I'm having a bath.
Oh, that's it. You must keep clean. You've got a bath down there, have you? I took hers away. I forget why. It was hanging in the bath.
Mrs. White.
What did I say?
Oh, Alice, then. Oh, it's so difficult. I wish you would tell me what it's like to be so old.
Well, I'm near dying, that's all. The worst thing about dying, dear, is that there's nothing to be said. Maybe it's the best thing could happen to a person. I wouldn't tell a lie. Besides, you'd bother of killing yourself.
Would you do that? Kill yourself?
Does it interest you?
Well, it's not frightening.
Isn't it? You're an expert. You don't look like an expert.
I know you're lying.
You know. Clever girl. You don't know by looking at my face, that's for sure. My face here is too big, two sizes too big for me now. So you don't know what's going on underneath.
You've got a funny face. It's like you've been all shaken up and you haven't had time to settle down.
Oh, I've had all the time in the world. Can you explain that? You're a child, you think you have to keep running. You think I'd have lived this long if I was in a hurry.
You're out of breath.
I'm out of almost everything. You talk too much.
Put your feet up.
No, you're spying on me, and that's not right. I'm expecting my friend Else, and it'll be your lot. She's told me there's no one can get me out, though there's some that would like to try. Oh, I'd die in the hospital.
Father says you're lonely.
Oh, he's got a nerve.
He says the people who had the house before us knew nothing about you. He asked them.
Of course he did. He tried to put me in the hospital. And now you tell him about me. What do you say?
They offered you a lovely place to live.
Who told you that?
It's true.
They've been talking, putting ideas in your young head, whispering things, making up lies for you to believe.
But it's true.
You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yes, I do. You need me.
So you say.
Oh, Alice! Alice, you'll drop dead if you don't take
care. Dead? Are you threatening me already?
No, I only said
that was a threat. You'll regret this. When the police come, you'll regret what you're doing to me here.
It's you they take away.
Oh, you'll pay for this.
Look, stay still. I'll do your hair. Oh, Alice, you're in such a mess. We are going to be friends. That's called human progress. I'm very insistent. My father says that I will go far because I ask such difficult questions. This is going to be a very intense experience.
You're daft. You should be locked up good and fast. There's nothing wrong with me. Get into the toilet, don't solve.
No, they won't send me away. I know that. Tell me what you know. What's loneliness? What does it mean?
It's choosing your friends from the only people you know.
That's absolutely right.
Oh, I'd love to have made some real friends. Like the Prince of Wales. I saw him once, but he didn't stop.
You're getting off the subject, Alice. Wake up. Memories aren't real. What about us?
Oh, it's nothing to me. There's nothing here for me.
Well, yes, and there is. I'm here.
I think I'm going to be ill.
Oh, of course. You must rest. And I'll look after you. Here, I'll stroke your brow. Oh, you're sweating.
Well, you get me all hot and bothered.
You don't look after yourself. You smell of cabbage.
Well, I have to eat.
Well, of course you do. I'm not blaming you, Alice, dear. You can't help it. You need help. You should meet Father. He likes to think that people are better off for having him around. Oh, I'm nothing like him. I'm nothing that actually matters. But I am now! You think so, don't you?
He wants to get rid of me.
Yes!
Out of my way! Let me up! Else will kill you. She's got the strength of a dog.
Oh, she's gone away. She went on holiday.
Oh,
no. We'll talk for hours. You must tell me everything you know, like a wise old woman. I want to know about magic. You know, magic and weird spells so that I can be beautiful and mysterious, and then men will fall over me when I look at them, and then you'll laugh.
I want to see Else.
No, I told you, she's gone away.
She always comes.
She's gone on holiday.
Else doesn't go on holiday.
She was glad of the break.
You talked to her.
Oh, we had long talk, just like you and me now. Now I've come to you instead. The change will do you good. You're in a rut, Alice.
You're lying. I'm worn out. Worn through.
Tell me things. Tell me about men.
You get a boyfriend, he'll tell you what you want.
One day, I'll fall in love with a man, and I'll tell him about you.
You dear, your father.
It is difficult to love you.
You think so? Yes. You're frightened, aren't you, child?
No.
Yes, you are.
Wish you'd kill yourself.
Would you like to watch?
You're going to do it?
It does of its own accord.
Well, I'll stay anyway.
You want to watch me die?
You do frighten me. More frightened now than I've ever been. You're scary. How can anything ever get any better if the older like you? You're even worse off than me, and I'm sick. Because you've never been loved.
Poor girl. It's you that has not been loved. I'm a stupid old woman. But I'll pray for you, so help me. Because you're helpless.
You're a witch.
I speak the truth.
It's not true. My father wants you out of here. He's very friendly, but he likes his own way.
He must be a good teacher.
Don't you mind that he wants you out? You're so saintly.
You said I was a witch.
Aren't you frightened?
What of?
Me.
You'll have to get rid of me.
I suppose so.
Your father will be pleased.
Yes.
Yes, he'll be pleased.
What?
To get rid of me.
But what about me?
Oh, you're sick, dear. You should see a doctor.
Oh, that's a laugh. You're the one that's falling apart. I can see bits dropping off you.
That's all right. I don't have much use more for a lot of news.
You could be locked up.
Yes. I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't do something foolish. If they put me away now, I hardly know the difference. A girl like you, sir, that's different. You need to run around.
I don't.
Oh, perhaps you don't. Don't you want to stretch your lovely legs? I used to do it. A lot of walking. I like that.
My legs are admired. They really are. Men get excited about them. And I let them. I encourage them. But I don't like it, though.
It's natural. But
they do nothing.
Well, it's best that they don't.
I'll die first.
No, I'll die first.
You're laughing at me.
No, but I'm tired now. I've talked more than in 5 years, and I thank you for that. I feel a different woman. Trouble is what a different woman would do with you. I wonder where else is. She's always talking.
But you can stay here. You said yourself.
Better that you tell me that I must go. It's for the best. You come up here to tell me to be off, but you won't do it. So what do I do with you?
You think I do what I'm told?
Well, you do. You're asking to be told.
It's not true. I want you here. I want to be here.
Don't you belong down there?
Oh, you know that's not true.
Oh, is this your home? Are you at home here?
Look, I'm sitting on your chair. Do you want me out?
I'm only trying to help.
Do you know what's the matter with me? Do you know?
You're getting old, dear. That's all.
Can I stay?
You can stay if there's no way out.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm moving all this junk. My furniture for 40 years. You want to leave?
No.
Well, then, don't be a child. Push it in the door.
What's that?
What's going on?
Nothing.
I can't get in.
Ooh, we can't get in.
This is it. Got too far. Where's Sarah?
Oh, God. She's safe and sound.
She's mad. This woman's a bloody witch.
Let me have a go. Wait. Who in there? Shut it up. If we are good.
Sarah?
Yes?
Open the door.
You get old, dear. That's all. Like me.